So, John, obviously, for you guys coming into this situation midway through the year, taking over as coaching, what has been the biggest difference for your team so far since you and Brian and Peter have came in?
Well, I think our commitment to team defense has been really good. You know, we haven't given up nearly as many goals and been better 5-on-5. You know, commitment to each other and, you know, just coming and bringing it every night has been excellent. The guys have done everything and we've asked them and more. So, you know, we're moving in the right direction. You know, a few more wins here or there, and we could be really in the thick of things, but we're not out of it yet.
You saw these guys when you guys first took over. You get them again next week. What does this Toronto team give as a threat to you guys, and how do you guys match up against them?
Well, they have a lot of skilled forwards. You know, Kessel's one, Kadri, you know, Lupo, Van Riemsdyk. You know, they got a lot of guys that can really go and be effective. Obviously, they got some injuries with Clarkson not in the lineup right now, but you know, they got some real good defense, and they're getting solid goaltending. So they're playing some good hockey as well, and I'm sure they want to keep putting some room between the other teams that are chasing them in the standings. So, you know, they're going to come hard and play hard, and we know you know, their coach has them ready to go.
You've been on a lot of good teams over your career, Stanley Cup winning teams. This mix is, I don't know if you'd say there's a star-studded lineup, but you've got a good mix of young, talented players with some good veteran guys, too, that have been around in this league. Over your years, where does this team rank in a team that you've been in a room with and kind of just the tightness of this group?
Well, they're definitely got some great leadership in here with Jovanovski in here. You know, Weaver's in here. You know, Chris Bartsch is a real loud voice in here. We got all kinds of guys. Timmy Thomas obviously steps up and says some things. Campbell, Upshaw. I mean, we got so many guys. And then we got on the young end of it, we have, you know, Bukestad, Barkov, who's not in our lineup right now, Huvedor, Shore. Guys like that are coming along. And, you know, they're going to be guys to watch down the road here. You know, right now we're trying to teach them that the NHL game is a 200-foot game. You can't be one-dimensional as a hockey player. And that's for everybody in the locker room. But, you know, moving forward, these guys are going to get it done for the organization.
Peter said when you came in, your face-off ability was going to be a big thing to help this team. For the young guys, how have they kind of developed in the face-off circle so far with you here now?
Well, it's been a slow transition. Obviously, Gotch has been outstanding on it. Gomer's back in the lineup, Gomez, and they've been really good. You know, Bukestad has some really good nights as well, and Barkov's has some really good nights. Shore's been taking face-offs. So it's a little bit of transition to the NHL from playing wherever they play. It was college hockey or Finland. You know, the guys that they face off against every night are top-notch face-off guys. You know, Bukestad and Barkov are seeing their top lines all the time. As 18 and 21-year-old kids, that's pretty tough. So it's a lot to ask. But, you know, they're up to the challenge, and we work on it every day. And they're improving. I mean, they're getting a lot better, and that's all we can ask right now.
How's the transition been for you from player to coaching? I know when you take in this gig, I saw you in the skate this morning. You look like you still got the legs under you to be out there with the guys.
Yeah, you know, it's fun. I'm glad I got into the, you know, coaching at this age. Not too long removed from the game, so you can really reflect on what the players might be feeling after a back-to-back game or a tough loss or one that you should have won, but you know, you just couldn't come up with the goals. You know, there's all kinds of different scenarios that when you're really removed from the game for a while, you forget what it's like to be a player. So I think that's one of the things that I add to the mix. You know, and just having, you know, the respect from some of these guys, they'll come to me on different scenarios during the game, after the game, and want my opinion on certain players, personnel, and the other team that I've, you know, checked as a check-in centerman. So all those things that hopefully that my advice will help them.
What's it been like when you take over as a coach, though, when you have guys like Campbell and Scott, these guys that you've won a Stanley Cup with, you've played with before as a player?
Yeah, well, hopefully that I've earned their respect when I was playing with them. You know, I played with Scott Gomez for quite a long time, and, you know, I only played with Campbell for a year, but we won a cup. So we have a bond there, and it's that trust bond. So when, you know, hopefully that I have the respect, so when I do say something that, you know, they're getting the message and, you know, they're following through.